It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. On the line with us this morning, reporter Nathan Eagle with a story about an idea to encourage greener cars, trucks, and buses on our roads. Morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, tell us about this.
So this has kind of got kick-started Tuesday when the State Climate Commission unanimously voted to back legislation next session, which of course starts in January, to develop some kind of carbon tax, a carbon fee, or even as Representative Chris Lee put it, a pollution fee. So regardless of what kind of semantics are going to be at play, it's basically a tax is what they're looking at as a way of charging folks who are using fossil fuels that, you know, the vast majority of scientists say are really, really harming our planet. So the goal is to make our ground transportation sector a lot greener, faster.
Okay, so how do we do this? How do we roll something like this out?
So I think it would start with the legislature, which they convene again next January. It would be some kind of bill. The Climate Commission didn't specify the language in that bill. They managed to get all 22 members to agree on the concepts. And then they just kind of gave some broad parameters, like, you know, it should be equitable and things like that. It should minimize regressiveness. But they're going to leave it in the hands of state lawmakers. So we'll really be watching them to see what they want to do with it.
And I know we've already seen Honolulu City and County roll out those electric buses on our streets. They're trying them out. I think they're trying it out over at the state airport as well.
That's right. Yeah, I think we could see a lot more of that. We might see more charging stations. We might see more efforts to just make it easier to walk around town, bike around town, and otherwise burn less fossil fuels.
It is, though. Well, it's a tax or a pollution fee or whatever you want to call it. So that's obviously a pocketbook issue that I know some folks aren't going to be comfortable with, but it isn't an election year anymore, I think, as we go into next year, right?
Absolutely. So in that sense, it definitely works in the favor for lawmakers. You know, it's an off year for them. Governor Ige is going to be starting his first part of his second term. So nothing to really worry about there. But there's absolutely going to be a lot of pushback on this because it is extra money coming out of our pocket, already the highest cost of living in the state. And of course, there's tons of other competing priorities, you know, education, homelessness, all these other things that people want to see extra funds go towards. So it'll be quite a discussion to watch.
Right. And then you and I were at that news conference earlier with the mayor and Josh Stambro, the sustainability officer, and Chip Fletcher, and other scientists who were involved in this report that came out about climate change and where we're headed and the things we need to do.
Absolutely. Those are going to be some of the key players, key voices, key experts. There's no disagreement, it seems, at this point anymore that this is something we absolutely have to do. It's more the question of how do we get there and what is soon? What does that mean to some folks compared to other folks?
Right. And so you've got this climate commission saying, okay, we support this state carbon tax, and then we'll see how the public reacts, I guess, when we get to the public hearings in January.
We will, yes. As Suzanne Case put it, the one of the chairs of the Climate Commission, you know, what they did was make a really powerful statement by unanimously agreeing to this. So, yeah, we'll be watching them.
So any other pushback that you see coming with this? Like you said, we've got lots of competing demands.
Right. Well, you know, in Hawaii, which is super, super blue, there's not a lot of that voice of climate denial and that kind of thing. I think the pushback is going to come more from it's a money question. You know, can we in this highest cost of living state, afford this, basically? And of course, you'll see folks on the other side saying, how can we afford not to do this?
Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.